So Rashi in the beginning of the parsha quotes from the Medrash Tanhumen from Chazal. Now, why is it that the parsha of Menorah appears right after the Hakamas of Mishkan? Because Ayin HaKohen is upset that him and his shevet wasn't able to be part of the Hakamas of Mishkan, and therefore Kosh Baruch Hu compensated him or consolidated him by telling him that his shevet would be zeicha to light the menorah. So the question is, why is it that specifically the mitzvah of menorah is the mitzvah that Ayin HaKohen got instead of being able to be a part of the dedication of the Mishkan like the rest of the Nisim? So if you take a step back and you think about it, what's the purpose of the Hakamas Mishkan? What was the Hakamas Mishkan all about? So the Hakamas Mishkan was the unity of all Klal Yisrael together in inaugurating the Mishkan. And each Shevet brought the same exact korban to signify that all of them were together. And as we developed last week, where each of the Shvatim, they shared an Agala, the two Shvatim brought one Agala each, because they wanted to bring the Achdus amongst them together. And as Maral explains, Hashras HaShechina is only possible when there's Achdus, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Shalom, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is perfect, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is only going to attach himself and let HaShechina be Shorah in a place that's perfect. So specifically in Hakamas and Mishkan, after the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, was the Shechina able to be shown in Klal Yisrael? And if we think about it, that's exactly what the purpose of the Mishkan is, of the menorah is as well. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos teaches that the Ner Maravi of the menorah is meant to teach that the Shechina is shown in Yisrael. And the Sforno, the Maral, the Rebbe Mechai, they explain that the purpose of the mitzvah menorah, it shows about the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, that each of the six outer candelabra, each of the six outer branches of menorah, all pointed toward the center. Because it's all about the Shlemus and Achdus of Klal Yisrael together, all centered around towards the Ner Maravi, all centered around the Shechina. And the point being that the Shechina is only able to be Shora in Klal Yisrael when everyone's united. So specifically Aaron HaKohen, who was the Rode Shalom, who was the one that chased after peace, want to bring Shalom to Klal Yisrael, was given the mitzvah of menorah, because the mitzvah of menorah is a hemshech, it's an continuation, it's an extension of the Achdus in the Shlemus that existed in Klal Yisrael and Hakamas HaMishkan, and the menorah is just a further extension of that, because the entire menorah is about the complete Shlemus and Achdus of Klal Yisrael. And Aaron HaKohen, therefore, who wanted to be a part of the Achdus that existed by Klal Yisrael at the time of the Hakamas HaMishkan and Hakamas HaNesim, he was merited to get the mitzvah of menorah in order to continue that. And unlike the Nesim, whose korbanos were just a one-time thing only, Aaron HaKohen merited to get the neros of the menorah, which would be something continually, because he'd be able to continue bring the Hashras HaShechina into Klal Yisrael, specifically through the Achdus, through the menorah, which represents Torah, and what hopefully would last for Yisrael forever.